Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Maybe some of you know me, some don't. I'm going to tell you a story where a lot of you weren't even here. It goes back to 1953. There's five young kids. The oldest is 16, 15, 14, and a 12-year-old. Now, we're walking along the canal in Kingston around RMC, and we're laughing and singing in the water, kicking the ice and all this stuff. And we get down a piece in the channel, and all of a sudden the ice breaks. Now Albert's Horrocks, he goes over here, he goes in the ice, he's hanging on like this. The Anson and Ronnie LaFontaine, now Anson's Ab's brother, Ronnie's brother is on the shore. He's watching. He's a smart one. And I go down in the water, and I'm hanging on like this, and I'm yelling, "God, please save me. Give me a break, God. Help me, help me, help me." And I'm here today, but there's more to it than that. So anyway, now, the firemen were there. Now, Anson, he gets excited. His brother's here, but he gets over here, and he's jumping up and down the ice where I'm holding on like this, you know, just jumping. I didn't say anything to him, but I'm in fright. I figured, well, he's coming in on me. Yeah. I'm gone. Maybe he's gone, too, because, you know, he's struggling. But that ice never broke. It broke for me, and I'm hanging on, but it didn't break for them guys, two guys. And they're standing on the ice, and I'm like this, down, you know, and Anson's looking at me, and he's screaming, yelling, "Get out of here," well, his brother at, over here. I don't know why he turned to me. I mean, I'm helpless. I'm hanging on like this, yelling to God, "Please save me, give me a break, God." You know, I didn't even say, "Give me a break." I said, "Please help me," you know. And the prayers I know from school. When I went to school, we were go in, take our clothes off in the wintertime, and we put them in the cloakroom, and we sing, or we say the Lord's Prayer and the National Anthem. And that was standard procedure at Frontenac School, public school. But anyway, to get back to this, I'm hanging in like this, and I figure I'm gone. You know, my hands are getting tired. This ice isn't breaking. And yet it broke for me. I might weigh 100 pounds, you know. But these two guys walk across it. I go across and zoom. Why me? Well, that's what I'm saying now. Like, I mean, we're peeling. And I figure I'm gone. But up on the right here, on the side, I'm kind of looking. There's a fireman coming with a rope around him. You know. But I don't pay that much attention because I'm worried about Anson jumping up on the ice. I think it's going to bust, you know. And the fireman comes up, and he gets the boat here. And he goes in. Now he's watching. He goes in like this. And I don't know. I'm looking at him. I'm where the table is. And he managed to twist to his left so that they were pulling him in, but he got his face back around from here back to the shore. And he had a hold of the rope. And I took a chance and grabbed. And I got him, you know. And he kept saying, "Hang on, son. Hang on. Hang on, son." And he put me into shore. Mm-hmm. Well, that's great. But I still call for God. You know, that's all I said. God, please help me. And, you know, it might have been 100 times. I don't know. But I was scared. I was, you know, right out of my mind, so to speak. Now, there was an ambulance waiting. They put me in the ambulance. I went across to the South Causeway, which you see later in the pictures. And I woke a little bit, and then I passed out. I don't remember anything from the next day. But here comes the part. This man was a reporter. His name was Barry. He owned a studio down, I think it was on Ontario Street. Anyway, he had the job of taking pictures for the Toronto Star. He'd get them for the Whig Standard and all this stuff. Anyway, I see him a way back. Now, I'm in the water, but I see him a way back, and he's taking pictures. Got a coat on, old coat. He's taking pictures. So, my friend Dab, he can't hang on any longer. Now, or wait a minute. Now, no, the firemen get Anson and Ronnie off the ice. They get them in the shore. But Ab, he goes down, and he's under the water. He's dead. You know, he's under the water. And this guy, Barry, whips his coat off, throws the camera, walks over, they put a rope on him, and he gets out of that ice. Now, I'm telling you, it's a fair piece. You know, how he got there, I'll never know, or must have crawled or something. And he dove under the ice. Now, and, well, he estimated it was 18, and it sort of went down. He said that it was, around 18, 10 feet. Now, that don't matter. You're under the ice, that's a long way. And he dove down and grabbed Ab once, but he missed him. So the second time he got him. Now he got him by the foot, and he brought him up by the foot. That's a heavy thing to do, and you got to be strong. But they said that he was in the Navy, he was a big swimmer now, and he brought him up by and saved his life. And, you know, it's phenomenal, that kind of story. And then the pictures are in the paper, you'll see it. But the thing the reason I'm here telling this story today is I look in the papers or that, and I never heard one respect for God. And I'll tell you right now, his fingerprints are all over this. He turns around, the guy's coming out, okay, the fireman's coming out. It breaks the ice. He goes in, he gets turned around, coming out, and I get lucky and grabbed. He saves my life, I'm number one. But anyway, and of course Anson Nab, the fireman glove, they take him off the ice, you know. Now, Ab is, you know, there he is, and he runs off right in the room here. Like I say, with a rope around him, and he dives under and goes under the hole and brings him up by the leg and he saves him. But what I'm getting at, in all this thing, I don't hear one word about God in the papers. They don't put nothing in there. I'm going to tell you right now, God was behind this. He saved my life. And he saved Ronnie and Anson's. And he certainly saved them. And I'm here to say today that I recognize it and I greatly appreciate it. So, God bless God and thank you very much.